All right, everybody, welcome to our spiritual weather report call for September 2018, and it's so wonderful. I listen to all of your voices when you call in and to see your names pop up and to hear your voices say hi. It's so delightful. It just brings me so much joy when we can all gather like this virtually. I know it's not the same as being together in person, but it's just amazing, I think, that we can have this technology that joins us in this way. And I know Leslie's also so excited to be with us. So Leslie's in South Africa, as most of you know, and I talked to her today for about an hour, and she just wanted me to send everybody her love, and she has a message for us, which I'll share. And I'm actually calling in today from Florida, believe it or not. The last time I talked to you, I was in Greece, and it's kind of a surprise. I didn't know I was coming to the United States, but I'll share that story with you later in the call. Life is full of amazing twists and turns, I think, for many people. The energies are so intense. They have been for a long time, and I feel like we've been talking about this almost every month for so long now that the energies are intense. And the last few months, we've talked about the challenges. We're in this time that's so full of challenges and also opportunities. And at this time of challenge, it's very important to remember that it's a productive time. It's a perfect time to be processing, and it's an opportunity to clear a huge amount in a short amount of time. So we're going to talk about this today. I felt like this is the theme for today, to talk about the intensity and other aspects of it. I know we've talked about, it feels like a new chapter. You know, it feels like we're entering a new chapter, and that's been happening for a while, but the truth is right now we're at a whole new level of it. And I just feel, well, anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself, so let's save some of this for later in the call. I want to make sure we do a guided meditation first. But like we've done the last few months, let's dedicate our call today to the people around the world who are affected by the extreme weather that we're having. And I think especially for the people of North and South Carolina, the hurricane hit there, and I know that there are lots of people without homes and electricity, and many died, and so God bless those people. And I know there are fires all over the West, and it's hard to keep track of what's going on. So I would invite you, if you have, if you're aware of other people we should be praying for and holding, in our consciousness, who are affected by the weather, please let us know. And you can write your comments in if you're on the web, or just share later in the call if you're actually on the call. Barbara, do you want to speak for just a moment about the fires in your area in California? I know we've been talking about it a little, but please give us an update.
Yeah, I was sharing a little bit earlier with some of the people on the call, so forgive me for repeating myself. The main fire that affected Redding so directly, the Carr Fire, is pretty much contained now. I don't think it's all the way out, but it's like 90%. And then there was another fire that started maybe about a week ago that is just south of Mount Shasta. And for those of you who know the area, Redding is south of Mount Shasta as well. Redding is about an hour south. And this fire that started is about a half an hour north of Redding and a half an hour south of Mount Shasta. So it's right in the middle. And we seem to be, it's right on I-5, which is a major interstate route, and they had to close it down for a while. It's now open. And I was sharing earlier that this is the first morning that we're really waking up with bright blue sky since the middle of July. So the air is beautiful and clear and clean right now. And the fire that's between Shasta and Redding is about 30 to 40% contained. That was the last I heard. That's not a most recent update, but we're just starting to come out of this now. So thank you to everyone for all your love and all your prayers. It has been greatly, greatly appreciated. So I think
wow, Barbara, well, God bless you and everybody in that area. My goodness, it's been over 2 months now, so it's just remarkable.
It is. It truly
and
is.
And to think that the fire is only 40% contained, my goodness, I mean, it's incredible.
Well, you know, you realize that there's a lot of wild area here, a lot of trees and, you know, a lot of mountainous, so it's not, you know, it's not in residential or commercial areas as much. They've done an amazing job. The firefighters who have responded, and I think there have been over 2,000 of them, have done just a profound job at keeping all of the inhabited areas safe. And it's very difficult to get into that terrain. And plus, you know, it's so dry that the trees go up like, you know, dry tinder. So it's very, very difficult to contain these fires once they get going.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and to think of, you know, the populated areas have been spared, as you say, and that's human population. But, of course, we know when these fires happen, you know, what happens to all the wildlife. So God bless the wildlife, you know.
We can certainly
hold the animals and plants in our hearts and prayers, too. So thank you for the update, Barbara. We're happy to know that you're doing okay and you're getting some clean air and blue sky finally.
Yeah, yay, thank you. Thank you, Brad, and thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so throughout the call today, I invite you to just hold all of this in your consciousness, and we'll say a little prayer during the guided meditation. So I mentioned before that Leslie is on a call with us. Leslie's in South Africa, and she's... Just, Leslie, forgive me for talking about you when you're with us. You can hear everything we're saying, and I know you're not going to speak, but I'm giving a report on you so everybody can tune in to you. And Leslie is just continuing to do so well in South Africa. She's very happy there. We relocated a little over a year ago from the U.S. to South Africa, and it's just been a really, really positive move for us. And Leslie, when I'm not there, she has several of our dear friends supporting her, surrounding her in love. And I'm traveling and teaching, and I'm back there for several months at a time. So Leslie, as most of you know, if you've been on these calls for a while, that she's going to remain in silence, and she'll be giving us a Shakti transmission throughout the call. So we invite you to receive that. Just even when we're talking, you can still remain meditative and receptive and receive that energy. And when I talked with Leslie today, I asked her if she had a message for everyone, and she said, yes, she did, so I'm going to repeat it here. It's short and sweet. She said, align with the central meridian, beyond negative and positive. This is the path to the fifth dimension, which is where this planet is headed. So short and sweet and profound, it is a simple message that is the path to align with that central meridian. So we'll do that in our meditation today. And also, for those of you who may be new to the call, the place where we live in South Africa is a very sacred spot, a very sacred site on the planet. It's the Blader River Canyon, which is the third largest canyon in the world. And it's very close to Thembavati, South Africa, which is where the white lions are. It's the only place in the world where the white lions have ever incarnated. And it's on what we call the Nilotic Meridian, which is the axis mundi of the planet. It's the central meridian of the planet. Just as our bodies each have a central meridian, so does the planet. And if you draw that line straight north from South Africa, it goes right up to the Great Pyramid of Giza and the Sphinx at the Giza Plateau in Egypt. There are many sacred sites along that line, and there's lots of African lore about that line, and it's a river of gold. So I share this with you. It's a reminder for many of you, but just if you're new, it's important to know about this. You can visualize and feel when you're receiving the transmission today, feel that it's coming from this very sacred site in South Africa on the Nilotic Meridian. It's a transmission of golden energy. So visualize that and feel the depth, feel the African energy, the groundedness that comes from it. Okay, so whether you're listening live today or maybe listening to this recording sometime in the future, it doesn't matter. We're all part of the field. We're all connected. And time and space don't really exist except in the third dimension. So we invite everybody to tune in to these other levels of reality beyond time and space, where we're all connected in the unity and in the heart and in love. And we'll all be receiving this transmission that's coming through during the call, whether you're live or listening later. So this is a field that we're all participating in and generating together, no matter what time or space you're in right now, no matter if you're somewhere. We've got people from all over the world, so whether you're on the other side of the planet or in the U.S., we're all of one heart and one mind. So I invite you now to close your eyes and get quiet and get comfortable. Take some long, deep breaths. And if you happen to be multitasking, I know that that's important for many of us. We have to multitask when we listen to calls like this, but this would be a moment where I invite you to just pause and stop what you're doing and take some time to go inward and get still just for a few minutes. So relax deeply, breathe deeply, long, slow inhales. Ah, big, deep exhales. Yawn if you need to. The yawning is relaxing in itself. So let's continue the breathing while I speak. Breathing is so relaxing. And let's relax all the muscles of the body, starting with the scalp. Relax all the muscles of the scalp and visualize a warm liquid pouring down over the top of your head like honey. And everywhere this liquid touches, it relaxes the muscles. So feel it pouring over your head and your forehead and your eyebrows, rolling over your eyeballs. Just allow all of the muscles, little tiny muscles, all around your eyes to relax. And feel your eyeballs just drop deep into their sockets, letting go any tension. And relax all the facial muscles, the temples and the cheeks, and especially the jaw and your nose and your ears, and especially the back of the tongue. Feel the back of the tongue relaxing. Just give that a moment, because when we relax that part of the body, there's a whole region of the body that relaxes too. So just allow that deep relaxing in the back of the tongue and the jaw. And allow this beautiful energy, this beautiful, warm, luminous, golden energy that's pouring through you, let it slide down your neck and shoulders and your arms, all the way down your arms to the hands and the fingers. and feel your torso relaxing as this energy slides down your back and your chest, relaxing your abdomen and your pelvis, your genitalia, buttocks, and the legs, upper legs, front and back, the knees, the lower legs, front and back, and the ankles, and the feet, and your toes. Deeply, deeply letting go, breathing in the light to any tense places, breathing out the stress, the shadow. So let's do one more scan, and I'll be quiet for a moment or two while you scan your body from head to toes, just relaxing and letting go, breathing the light into any places where you're holding tension, breathing out the tension. So now, let's put our attention in the heart area. Put your attention right in the center of your chest. Feel the heart chakra. It opens up and out in front of you like a flower blooming, a beautiful rose, a beautiful pink rose. So feel that flower opening. And it's okay if you can't feel it, just visualize it and set your intention that you'd like to feel it. Feel the love that comes from the heart. There's a deep peace and a joy that comes from the center. It's like a wellspring that bubbles up from inside. And there's one way, if you're not feeling that love energy and the joy, you can cheat by turning the corners of your mouth up and smiling. And when you do that, it naturally, there's actually a chemical reaction in your body. It's physiological. Researchers have shown when you turn the corners of your mouth up and smile, chemicals are released in your brain that make you feel happy. So just give it a try and feel the joy and feel the love that comes from the center. And just allow it to spread. Feel it spreading. Feel it emanating from that area. You can also visualize in the center of your chest, inside your body, a miniature sun, a little ball of light, radiating its beautiful golden white light. And feel it radiating this joy and this love inside your chest. Feel it radiating out, expanding beyond your skin into your aura, filling up your body and your aura with this beautiful golden white light. You might also visualize it as pink, the pink being one of the colors associated with the heart, a rosy pink color. So fill yourself up with this energy. Feel the love, feel the joy spreading throughout your body, encompassing your entire body from head to toes. And hold this space while we do the rest of our meditation. Hold this field of love and joy that we're all sitting in now with this beautiful sun that has its origin in the center of our chest. So now drop your energy from there, from the center of the heart, all the way down to the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine. And when you put your attention there, feel the root chakra open and relax naturally. Just putting your attention there allows a deep letting go and relaxation of the whole body, because the root chakra opens naturally. And again, it's okay if this is new to you and maybe you're not feeling it. Just visualize it and set your intention that you'd like to feel this. And so now drop your grounding cord from your root chakra down into the earth. Drop it down as far as you can into the earth. Feel it going down. Feel it going all the way down to the center of the earth if you can. And wrap it around the core of the earth. Feel this earth energy that's very grounded and very balanced, very healing. Feel where your body is touching the chair and the floor. And feel gravity pulling you towards that and how that supports you. The chair and the floor and the earth are supporting you. And just be with that for a moment. Feel just how comforting that is. Feel how nurturing that is to be held in that way. Like the mother, the earth mother, cradling you in her arms. Just let go. Feel yourself let go and relax into the arms of the mother, like a little baby. Deeply, deeply relaxing and letting go. And now, draw the earth energy up through the soles of your feet, up your legs, back up to the root chakra. And now let's go up the central meridian of the body, what's called the Sushumna in Sanskrit. It's the core of the body. It corresponds to the spine. You can feel it, and clairvoyants can see it. Right in front of the spine as a luminous tube, golden white light. And so now we're drawing the earth energy up the core of the body, from the root chakra up to the second chakra at the navel, balancing and healing that chakra. Up to the third chakra, the solar plexus chakra, balancing and healing that chakra. Up to the heart, where we began. And remember the beautiful radiant sun that originates from here, filling you up. And now let's bring all of this energy, the earth energy and that love energy from the heart, commingling that energy and bringing it up the Sushumna, up to the throat chakra, bringing a beautiful luminous energy, healing and balancing to the throat, and bring it further up into the head, up to the center of the head, the cave of Brahman, which is that mystical spot between the ears and back a few inches from the third eye, between the eyebrows. So pause for a moment at the cave of Brahman and feel it. It's a beautiful, magical place to hang out. It's a place of no thought, no mind, and great expansion of consciousness. So just allow your consciousness to hang out there for just a few moments, right in the center of the head. If you can't find it, draw an invisible line between your ears and draw an invisible line back from the point between your eyebrows. And where those two lines cross is the center of your head. It's where the hypothalamus, the pineal, and the pituitary reside. The cave of Brahman, magic, magic center. And now continue to bring the energy up beyond the cave of Brahman, up and out the crown chakra, which sits on the head like a crown. And as you go up, feel the crown chakra opening like a thousand-petaled lotus on the top of your head. Feel those petals opening and opening and opening. So we've connected heaven and earth now by connecting the crown, the celestial energy above the crown, all the way down to the earth. So I'd like you to hold this space while I say an invocation and a prayer for our call today. You're holding an open crown, you're holding the cave of Brahman, the center of the head, you're holding the heart and the radiant sun, the center of your chest, you're holding the root and the center of the earth. And all these points are connected by the central meridian that Leslie was talking about. So hold the central meridian of which you're a part. Feel yourself on this meridian, connected by the chakras, connecting to the center of the earth. And relax and let go into this. This is a place beyond positive and negative, beyond duality. It's the unity, unity consciousness. So from this place, we call on the Great Spirit. We call on Divine Mother Earth and Father Sky. We call on all the beings in the invisible realms who surround us in the highest love and support. all of the angels and archangels and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all the ascended masters, all those whom we know are with us. You can name your own right now in silence. Just speak their names and call them in. We invite you all into this call. All of you who surround us in the highest love and support, please be with us today. Everyone who's known, everyone who's unknown. We invite you in and we ask that you please guide our conversation today into the highest wisdom and highest love. Surround us with light, surround us with love. May we be filled up with this beautiful, luminous, golden white energy of the divine. May we be filled up so much that we're overflowing with unity consciousness, like a cup that's overflowing with liquid. Let us be vessels that overflow with divine luminosity, divine energy. And we give such great thanks for the opportunity to be here together today and to share our love, to share this precious time in these beautiful, beautiful bodies on this exquisitely beautiful blue planet. That's our home for a few years in these bodies. We're so grateful. Aho. So now I invite you to slowly bring your attention back into the room where you're sitting, back into your body. Slowly wiggle your fingers and toes. Slowly begin to open your eyes. And I invite you to remain yin, remain receptive, so that you can continue to receive this beautiful transmission of light from the invisible realms and the Shakti that Leslie is sending to us from the Nilotic Meridian in South Africa. So welcome back, everybody. Welcome once more. Before we start our topic for the day, I wanted to just share a few things with you, some practical things. We have quite a few events coming up I just want to bring to your attention. Next month, the Spiritual Weather Report call is October 14th. And then we're going to skip the Spiritual Weather Report call in November because we have our all-student conference from November 2nd through 4th. The all-student conference is open to anybody who's enrolled in the Spiritual Warrior course or the Enhanced Self-Discovery course or is a graduate of those courses. So you're invited. We'd love to have you November 2nd through 4th. And if that interests you, you can always go to our website or contact our office about more information about those courses if you'd like to join us for the live conference. It's a virtual conference, and you can attend anywhere from around the world in the comfort of your home. There's also going to be a course sometime in the first part of the year, probably January through March. The dates will be announced, and the subject of this course is going to be Returning to Oneness. That's the book that Leslie and I wrote a while ago. It's about the seven keys of ascension, and there have been two new keys since the book was written. So we'll be presenting the two new keys in that course. It'll be taught by the Core Light teachers and me, and it'll be over the course of several weeks, maybe once a week during those months. So it's a virtual course. Again, you can attend from anywhere. We'd love to have you. We'll be sending out information about that one day soon. And then lastly, I just want to mention next year we've got several sacred site retreats planned, which is very exciting. We'll be sending an email announcement about all of them one day soon. One that I particularly want to bring your attention to right now is the one that's in South Africa from March 30th through April 16th. We have a deadline for the registration. If you want to get the early bird registration, which is a huge financial savings, the deadline is September 30th. So if that interests you, please check it out on our website and contact us if you want to come. And as always, I said this before, if this is something that you tend to dismiss out of hand because, you know, we have these programs that run inside us that say, oh, I could never, and then, you know, fill in the reasons. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the energy, whatever it is. I would invite you to rethink that. And what we've always found is that if you realize that you're meant to be on one of these retreats, if you're feeling you've received a divine invitation to attend, then just manifest it. Just say to your spiritual guides, I know I'm supposed to be there, and let's manifest this. And it will happen. We've watched it countless times. I can't tell you how many times the miracles unfold and allow people to come, whether it's time or money or whatever it is. It does manifest if you're meant to be there. So be open to this. And again, that's September 30th is the deadline, and the retreat is in South Africa from March 30th through April 16th of next year. And there are four others next year that I'll be offering, and we'll be sending the information out soon. One of them is in late May, and it's walking the Camino in Portugal, from Portugal to Spain. And then there's one in Greece from June 18th to July 3rd. And we just put the announcement up on our website this week. We're going to announce it very soon. But if you want a little preview, you can go to the events page and check it out. And there's going to be another one in Greece. The dates haven't been chosen yet, but it's from sometime from mid-September to mid-October. It's going to be 2 weeks or so. And it's to Crete, the island of Crete. Then the last one is in Egypt. And we're going to Egypt November 6th through 20th. So I'll be co-leading each of those trips with a colleague of mine. And when you get the announcement, you'll get to see who that's with and what the trip is about. But I would love to see you. If you feel drawn to come to any of those places, I can tell you they're all totally amazing. And I'm really looking forward to them. So please do consider joining. And just, you can ask inwardly in meditation one day if you have a divine invitation to be at those retreats. Okay. Barbara, is there anything else that we need to share before we start talking about the topic today?
Just that there will be a Squares processing call at the end of this month on the 30th. And would love to have any of you who feel called join us for that.
Thank you, Barbara. I knew I was forgetting something. Thank you for leading those calls. Barbara leads the calls, and they're a profound opportunity to process. Barbara's a master processor, and those calls are for people in the Spiritual Warrior or Enhanced Self-Discovery courses or graduates. So please join Barbara for those if you're needing a little support these days. They're fantastic support to the intensity. So thank you, Barbara. Thanks for leading those.
Thank you, Brad.
Okay, so we were talking before about how intense the energies still are, and I know many of you, maybe even most of you, have been experiencing this, and they've been this way for quite some time, and we've been talking for months about how we're in this time where we're being presented with processes and challenges. Sometimes they're big, sometimes they're small, but all of them are an opportunity and a gift in some way. And that's our job. Our job is to discover what is the gift and what is the opportunity and the challenges we're facing. And it's always important to remember that this is a very productive time. It's a very special time to be processing because we can clear a huge amount in a short amount of time. So this is reached a new crescendo. We're at a new level of our awakening. You know, it's one thing to have a mental understanding of the principles, the spiritual principles that we've been learning for so many years, and it's another to completely live them out in a very physical way. And that's the opportunity right now. So with these challenges that we're facing, and I'm going to speak about several examples. There are quite a few examples that I've been privy to the last couple months that I'd like to share with you, including my own. But we're having to leave the comfort of the known and enter more deeply into the unknown. We've been talking for so long about how this time feels like much more than a new chapter. And in fact, it feels like a whole new book. So that has never been more true than right now. And what happens with this is it can cause fear. And I feel like that's one of the main things that people are experiencing with this time. Fear, feeling ungrounded, feeling anxious to some degree, feeling chaotic perhaps at times, whether it's your world that's chaotic or your thoughts or emotions that are chaotic, but a sense of chaos. So even though it's a difficult time, the reassurance is that there's a huge amount of support from the inner planes. We've talked before about how it feels like we're riding this huge wave right now and how the energy is moving with us in such a powerful way. And the discomfort that we're feeling, I keep getting this image that it's sort of like the chicken that's in the egg. And it's like the chicken has grown so much inside the eggshell that it's literally pushing against the shell. It's gotten just a little too big, and the shell's just a little too tight. So it's feeling compressed and even painful at times. And even at times, the chicken thinks it's dying because it feels so constricted and painful and all these emotions passing through. But the truth is that the compression is what makes the chicken grow stronger and develop its muscles. So eventually it can, develops all the cells, all the hormones, all the chemicals it needs to become a full-grown chicken. And eventually it starts to peck its way out of the shell. And that's where we are right now. That's us. So we can feel excited. We can feel inspired about this journey. Even though it's uncomfortable right now, we know that we're pushing against the shell and that we've got a lot of divine support. So we can really welcome the transition despite the discomfort. I feel like that's sort of the message, so I'm just going to repeat that. It's about welcoming the transition despite the discomfort. So with that, I noticed in all these, I'm privy to a lot of people's stories because I talk to quite a few people in Core Light all the time, and there are several themes that weave throughout all these stories. So I wanted to share some of the themes with you and some of the stories in case they support your journey right now. One of the themes is something that Leslie talked about like two decades ago. I remember her talking about this, and I was reminded of it recently by a friend. Leslie told us long ago that when you're facing fear, expand into the contraction. Expand into the contraction. So let's unpack that a little bit because it's very important for right now. It's a lot about witnessing. It's time to witness the fear, the challenge, the anxiety, the victimization, the feelings of betrayal, whatever it is that you're going through, and not buy into them, to recognize them for what they are, that this is all limitation. It's what's blocking us from opening to our higher consciousness. And so we can let all that go, and we can move through to the other side. So specifically, what is the expanding into the contraction? I remember the analogy that Leslie used long ago is it's sort of like turning into the skid, if you know that expression. If you've ever driven in snow or rain, and you know there's rain on the freeway, and you hydroplane on the freeway, the car can start to skid out of control, and the body's natural reaction in those instances is to turn away from the skid, to fight it, and to try to regain control of the car. And it seems counterintuitive, but actually the way to avoid the accident is to turn into the skid so that the wheels actually grab the road again. And then once they've grabbed, then you can steer the car to safety. So with fear and with whatever challenges we're facing and victimization we're feeling, if you've got a strong witness, you can remember this lesson. And instead of contracting when the body tells you to contract out of fear, rather you do the counterintuitive thing, which is to expand into the contraction. So negative feelings, feelings, any kind of negative feelings like pain or fear, betrayal, anger, all these things are contracting. And it's the natural reaction of the ego to close down and to contract and to make these things real. But instead, if we allow them, if we don't fight them, we don't judge them as wrong, we don't say that they're bad and push them away. Instead, what we do is allow them and expand into them. And we witness them. And that's when they dissipate. And that's when you really, you don't have to live them out. So I think most of you have probably experienced that before. If you haven't, give it a try. And again, I want to just clarify, I'm not talking about suppression or denial or spiritual bypassing. Rather, what I'm talking about is witnessing the negative emotions and feeling them. And even acting them out if you need to. You act them out with a witness, you know, being with the sadness, being with the grief, being with whatever it is, and even, you know, screaming if you need to or whatever you need to do. But it's about witnessing them and letting them pass through and then consciously choosing to expand into a state of ascended awareness. And when I say ascended awareness, what I'm talking about is a heart state. So, for example, gratitude is a good one, or maybe compassion, or forgiveness, or love, or whatever it is that brings you into your heart. But that is what we can consciously choose to expand into beyond the negatives. And what we find is when we expand into the contraction, it becomes a whole different experience. And you can actually find joy in that process. So I want to share a few examples with you. It's difficult to talk about this. We can try to talk about it, but I want to give you a few examples. You know, for many people, the changes that we're going through have been really big and sudden. But even if this hasn't been a dramatic time for you, you'll probably see these themes playing out in your life in some capacity, in some way. So one example was that a couple of weeks ago, I got this call from a friend in Brazil that one of our mutual friends' retreat center burned to the ground. This is a place where we've held Core Light events. And this is a very awake man, and he actually foresaw that it was time to go through a big change, but he didn't know how it would look. And so my friend explained to me how he's handling this. I said, you know, how's he doing? He must just be a wreck. And she said, well, the truth is he's in this amazing process of surrender, complete surrender and letting go and realizing that this was the answer to some kind of destiny he was feeling that was coming. It's a complete letting go, complete surrendering, and he's really expanding into the contraction. Other people I've heard from are doing things like buying homes or selling homes or making big career change decisions or going through legal issues, or there's also a lot of body-related stuff coming up. There's one particular example that I wanted to share with you that was so profound, I just thought this story would be good to share today. A friend of mine I contacted her recently, and she was in grief and despair because her 18-year-old nephew, who was a very bright light, he was just about to leave for college, a scholar and an athlete and a musician with lots of friends, and he died suddenly in a car accident. So you can imagine what that did to the family. They completely went into crisis. And the family's not on a spiritual journey. They're very immersed in the third dimension. And so they're having a very hard time. And this is their opportunity to choose how they're going to handle this. Are they going to wake up and find the deeper meaning behind this, what it's all about? Or the other choice would be to drop into the suppression of the feelings, maybe deny them. Lots of people tend to drink and do drugs and so forth in this kind of a situation. So that's how the pendulum swings, and it's their choice of where they're going to put their energy. but this process of conscious grieving could be their awakening if they choose that. And the truth is, my friend said that that's already beginning, that she feels that that is going to be their choice. There's a little bit of drinking and suppression going on, but ultimately it looks like that they're going to recognize that this is their wake-up call. And I talked with my friend about this and how, you know, at a soul level, they all arranged this in advance, and how the sun, the soul of the sun, had agreed to be the one to teach everybody this lesson. And, you know, fortunately, they're all incredibly blessed people, and they're being very held by my friend, who is very conscious, and she's supporting them through it. But here's one of the kickers of this story. She's getting really uncanny signs from the universe about the higher plan around all of this. She's a filmmaker. And it just so happens that she's making a film right now about conscious grieving. I mean, just think about that. It's extraordinary. I mean, it's absolutely extraordinary. It's about how grief is a journey of healing. And so also, this is part of her wake-up call. It's my friend's wake-up call to see the perfection in what seems like a huge mistake that the universe made. So we've been talking about this. We've been talking about how it's her opportunity to rise to a whole new level of her awakening. And, of course, you know, at one level, she's there to help her family. And part of that journey is remembering not to get sucked down into the pit and to take on everybody else's emotions. You know, she needs to do her own grieving and do her own have her own emotional experience. But the practice is to stand up at the top of the pit in your witness and to reach her hand down to help them out of the pit. We've talked about this on previous calls, I know. But, you know, if we jump into the pit and we wallow around with people in these emotions, it's not very helpful. It might seem like we're commiserating, but that's really not the best way to help, because then we just get drained and we're down there and we can't help them at all anyway. So this is her practice. She's practicing expanding into the contraction, and she's feeling and allowing the emotions and witnessing them If you're new on this call, I'm realizing you may not know what we're talking about when we talk about witnessing. And I'm not going to go into it in detail because I know most people know about witnessing, but essentially it means that you're practicing remembering that while the emotions feel real, they're just frequencies and they're passing through you, and you are not those emotions. You are the pure awareness. You're the neutral observer. You are the perceiver through which the frequencies are passing. So there's a lot more that can be said about that, and we wrote about that in the Marriage of Spirit book, so perhaps you're familiar with that. But anyway, my friend is practicing remembering that that's what's happening and that that it's not real. So that's her new level of awakening, to live this out beyond a mental understanding of the concept. It's like a real-time physical practice of this spiritual principle that we all know. And so she and I are talking a lot about how, you know, when we experience something like this, some kind of trauma or challenge, it feels so real in the third dimension, right? I mean, you can't say that what you're feeling is not real. You're feeling it. It's there. But at the higher levels of our being, it's not real. At the higher levels of our being, there's no such thing as death. She didn't lose her nephew at that level. When you look from that perspective, you see that nobody died, that he's still alive, just as alive as ever, just the body dropped away. So at that level of reality, death doesn't even exist. But it's all about from what reality we're viewing the situation. So in the 3D, it's real and it feels real, and nobody can tell you that it's not. But it's that animal, human, physical part of us that really wants to hold and touch the body, the physical body that was that person that died. But when you're established in those higher dimensions, there's always a part of you that is aware that it's not real. And you know that whatever emotions are passing through you, that you're just the witness. You are experiencing those frequencies, pain or grief or loss or sadness, whatever it is, it's passing through you. But you don't buy into them. So at that level, there's no such thing as loss, no such thing as death, no such thing as all these difficulties that we're being challenged with. So this is the expanding into the contraction. I hope that example helps you. I know it's an extreme one, but I do see that theme playing out in my own life, and I know many people for whom that's true. Looking at the time, and I could share quite a few examples, but I don't want to take up too much time because I want to make sure we have time for questions and sharing. Let me think about this. So let me just share. I want to share my personal example with you. I've been through a roller coaster in the past month. And I didn't share it with you on the last call because I wasn't ready to share it. But as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, I'm calling you from Florida today. And I was actually supposed to be in Greece until November. I've been traveling and teaching in Europe this summer. I was going to be spending time in Greece. I was given a beautiful gift of a flat at the estate of some friends, and I was so happy there. I felt so supported. It was so beautiful and so perfect and healing, and I was working on completing my book and our new website, and was teaching retreats and so on. And then suddenly what happened was about a month ago, I discovered that I had a visa issue that I didn't know. I didn't know about these rules, but there was a visa issue, and I have to make a long story short. It's a very long story, but what happened was I discovered the visa issue, and so I started trying to get it extended, and I was told by two people in positions of authority at the at two Greek offices where they extend visas, one being the passport control at the airport, at Athens airport. I was told, well, no, you know, all you have to do is go to Turkey for a couple of days and then turn around, come back to Greece, and you'll get another 90 days on your visa. And I thought, well, that's fantastic. So I went to Turkey for a couple of days. I think I mentioned that on the last call. Had a really wonderful time visiting the sacred sites in Istanbul. And then when I returned to Athens, I expected to get the visa extension, and the police officer at the passport control said, oh, no, I'm sorry, but that's not the rule. They didn't give you the correct information. And I said, but that's not fair, because I spent all my time and money and energy going to Turkey, you know, and your office here told me that. Anyway, he was a lovely man, and he passed me up the chain till I could talk to the manager. So I talked to this manager, the person at the top of the pyramid there, and she said, well, look, let me suggest something. Why don't you just stay in Greece, and you'll actually be, quote unquote, illegal, but it's no big deal. When you leave, you just pay a fine, and that's it. And I thought, oh, well, all right. And I asked her a million questions about that to make sure that I was understanding correctly. And, you know, I asked things like, well, could there be any other issues besides a fine? For example, could I get a record in the computer system or a mark on my passport, or could I go to jail? You know, and she laughed. She said, oh, no, nothing like that. You just pay this fine, and here's how you do it, and blah, blah, blah. So I was so happy, and I just sort of gaily went about my day, you know, traveling back to the little island where I was living. And when I got back there, I told my hosts that I'm staying till November. And then I got a call from one of my good friends who is my travel agent there, who books our Greek sacred site journeys. And she said, well, that's great, Brad. Did you happen to get what that woman said in writing? And I thought, oh, no, you know, I didn't get it in writing. And she said, well, wait a minute. Isn't that the same office that told you that you could go to Turkey and then come back and get an extension? And I said, oh, my goodness, you're right. I can't believe it. I should have gotten in writing. She said, look, before you decide to go illegal and stay without a visa, you should do your own research online and see what the truth is and make sure she's correct. And so the long story short is that I started researching, and within about an hour, I had read so many horror stories of people, Americans, who did that and got marks in their passport, were records in the computer system that followed them for life. Some of them were banned from returning to the EU for 5 years. You know, it's not a small deal, it's a big deal. So I realized that there was absolutely no way that I could stay in my little nest there. And I was so distraught, and I was crying, and I had to say a quick goodbye to my hosts. And the one thing I didn't tell you is that the police officer, when I reentered Greece, was from Turkey. He said, do you realize that you've only got one day left on your visa? And so at that point, when I realized I had to leave, I was not only leaving, but I had to leave the next day. And so I immediately got on the phone with my travel agent in the U.S., and I said, look, I've got to get out of here tomorrow. Can you help me with that? And she tried for about 15, 20 minutes, and she said, Brad, there's nothing. There are no seats. The planes are all booked. And I said, well, I've got to do something. I can't stay. So, you know, even if you have to fly me back to Turkey or something. But it was a question then of could have been a huge cost to buy a whole new ticket. And she was trying to help me use my the ticket that existed to change that ticket, which would have been a smaller cost. Anyway, we got off the phone, and she called back in about an hour, and she said, well, Brad, I don't understand this, but somebody up there must like you because I got you the last seat on the last plane out of Athens tomorrow. And I'm not giving you all the details, but it was just kind of a miracle story. So I immediately then realized that everything was going to be okay, and I started sending emails to my friends in Santa Fe. I was flying into Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I started looking for, you know, where I was going to stay and what I was going to do and so forth. And I got I was very guided, and I got a message, you know, contact my friends Cynthia and Hugh. And Cynthia happened to be right there when I sent the email, and she wrote back immediately and said, of course, you can stay with us. Our guest room is available. You can come and stay. And she said, and did you know that you're actually landing in Albuquerque the same day as our friend, Mark? And that's a very rare thing. He doesn't go to Santa Fe very often, doesn't live there. And and so I suddenly realized there were synchronicities that were happening. And I contacted Mark and said, you know, isn't this amazing? You know, and he said, I'll pick you up at the airport. We can drive up to Santa Fe together. And we started talking when I arrived. And more synchronicities developed. He's been a very generous benefactor of Core Lights and Seeds of Lights. And I asked him, you know, what do you think this is about? And he said, well, I think I'm supposed to donate more. So he gave a very generous donation to Seeds of Light and Core Light. And then he said, and I, by the way, if you need a place to stay while you're in the U.S., I have an empty beach condominium in Florida. You can go stay there. And it happens to be in Naples, Florida, which is where I've come before, and it's one of my favorite places in the United States. So I realized that the invisible hand was at work moving me around. There's the most important piece I forgot to tell you. This was kind of the punchline of the story. I'm sorry. But what happened was, that night that I called my travel agent trying to book a plane ticket, I was in Greece and I knew I had to leave Greece the next day, I was so sad, and literally tears were dropping onto my keyboard as I tried to make plans to leave the country. And about an hour or two after that, as I was packing, I realized it was like the penny dropped, and I realized I had absolutely nothing to be sad about, that I had had an amazing experience in Greece and in Portugal walking the Camino, and I'd been there for 3 months teaching and traveling, and I just had had so much fun. It had been spiritually very powerful, and I was given such a gift. And so I immediately shifted my attitude. I said, you know, that's crazy. I'm not going to be sad about this. I'm just going to feel grateful. So I immediately made a conscious decision to shift into gratitude, and that changed everything. And that was when all these synchronicities started falling into place with the plane tickets and the my friend Mark, and there were other things. One example is my sister and her family, who I'm very close to. They live in New Mexico, and the 1 week that I happened to be there overlapped with her birthday, and two of the family members also have birthdays within 3 days of her. And so it's the one weekend of the year where they have a big birthday celebration, and I got to be there for that. And I get to be here in this beautiful nest in Florida where I can really focus and finish the work on the website and my book that needs to be done. And it turns out that I actually really need this place because I'm in a very close proximity to the people who are working on the website within time zones, you know, so I can actually be doing more of the work that I need to do. So anyway, this is a long story. I've cut it short, believe it or not, but it's my example of expanding into the contraction, gratitude being the key. And I think if I had wallowed in self-pity for more than about an hour or so, it might not have turned out so well. Okay. So there's so much more I could share, but I want to leave time for us to all share together. So if you would like to share or ask questions or whatever, this is your opportunity. And Barbara, do you want to share with people again how to raise your hands?
Yes, Brad. If you'd like to share, please press star 2, and we will call on you. Okay, so that's star 2. To raise your hand. And I'll also be checking on the web if there's anybody who might want to share.
Thanks, Barbara.
Okay. All right. So, Brad, we do have a couple of hands. So the first one raised, I believe, is Jane from Hawaii. Jane, you have the mic.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you all hear me?
Good morning, Jane.
I'm a little nervous. I feel nervous. The first thing, though, I'd like to really express my very, very, very deep gratitude for Core Light and Leslie's teachings and all of you that make it so. I have... going through a very, very dark night of the soul. And it's the Core Light teachings that I keep coming back to. It's those basic teachings from Leslie that are really pulling me through. And I just can't express how much they mean to me and how grounded that they keep me. And just to really abbreviate my story, oh, gosh, in last spring, my mother chose to end her life, and she asked me to support her in that process, so I did. And it was very traumatic, and then 90 days later, my sister passed. And my sister had been estranged from the family because for about the past 30 years, she's been a prescription drug addict. And the details of her death were just horrific. So trauma upon trauma, and I chose to quit my job and just allow myself to go into deep grief and processing. And really what that looks like for me is taking a serious look at the mental illness that's come down through my ancestors, the dysfunction in my family, and the role or the behavior that I have created from a very young child to cope with it all and to protect myself. And now all of a sudden, that's not who I am anymore. I no longer... Those roles no longer fit. They're no longer appropriate. And so who am I? And a very, very deep, deep process this is. I'm just so grateful to have the Core Light principles and Leslie's teachings behind me because it's really helping me move through this as I shift into a completely different realm and a completely different understanding of myself and who I am. So that's all I really have to share. And Hawaii is beautiful right now. The volcano has stopped. As you probably know, the skies are crystal clear. And it's a really a beautiful place to be for right now. I have no idea where I'm going or what I'm doing, and that's okay. I am supported, and in many, many ways, I know that. So with that, I don't want to keep you. I know there's a lot of people who are going through a lot of transition right now. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow, Jane. Well, thank you for sharing. I know what you're going through. You told me about it, and I can hear the sadness in your voice, and yet I also feel a strength. And, you know, I hear you witnessing what's going on and standing in your truth and in your heart. So I just offer you my condolences for your losses, and also, you know, my best wishes with this path you're walking. It's not easy, I know, but I hope that you'll hang in there and stay strong, because you are very strong. I know you well enough to know that.
Thank you. You know, thank you very much. My, you know, at one point my initial reaction is to run away and make a change, and I'm not doing that. I'm staying for this point in time. I'm just staying put, staying grounded, and doing the work. So thank you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing. It's a perfect example of expanding into the contraction.
Thanks. Thank you.
Beautiful, Jane. Our love and prayers are with you.
And Barbara, I know when you and I talked yesterday, you had several things you wanted to share. Would you like to do that now, or how are you feeling?
Well, you know, I really don't want to go into it right now. I would be happy to share, but I'm feeling like we really need to talk about what's happening for people. And then maybe if there's time, Brad, I could go into it a little bit later. I'm just really feeling everybody on the call, and I can see we've got a few more hands raised and some people on the web as well. But thank you, Brad. Yes, I would love to, and when the time is right, I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah, feel free to chime in whenever you feel ready.
Thank you. Okay, so the next person with hand raised is Claudia. Claudia, you have the mic.
Hey, everyone. Hi, Brad. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Claudia.
Hey, querido. Great to hear that you are in your nest, in a different nest now.
Yes.
Yes,
nest to nest.
I know. Isn't it wonderful? If we can
yes,
see that way. It's been very beautiful the way you shared this. I've been away from the calls and from all my delicious friends for a while, doing some inner work that I felt that I needed to do, and it's been you know, I was in Brazil for 2 months, which was incredible, like in all the ways, to be there for all this time. I've been here for 30 years, and I never had a chance to be there for that long before. Mm. So, yes, it was horrible and beautiful at the same time. As you know, Brazil is in such a difficult moment. So does the whole planet. I see and I know. But I just wanted to share and to express to Jane, too. Thank you, Jane. It's interesting. I think we talked before, and we have parallel life in many ways and things that happened to us. And when you shared about your past and your mother, and I feel at this point in my life like you are sharing, Brad, and everybody is sharing how intense the currents are and how many things we are asked and put into fires and put into so many situations that are like unbelievable at at the moment that it's happening. And at the same time, too, I'm so grateful to have the tools and the love and the faith that I have to keep going through them and to keep finding ways to see the light and stay in the light and find the mess that I'm receiving and not stay like in the places of the victim and betrayal like we all do, go to them at these intense moments. And I just wanted to express my deep gratitude to have all of you from Core Light that I really truly feel like brothers and sisters, and to have this experience of having a circle that I'm held even if I'm not communicating, and that I'm holding even if I don't say, and I'm not like physically there for others. How magnificent and fabulous this opportunity is. And although sometimes I ask myself, did I agree to come here to do this really? Am I here? What is this life about? You know, isn't this enough or all that? But I also see that I made incredible agreements too, to meet you guys, to have you in my life, to receive all that I receive, and to be fortunate the way I feel. So just my heart is bubbling and with gratitude and like with deep gratitude that this can serve all of us that are going through such difficult moments, that we can keep expanding into the contraction that we are, I guess, agreed to be doing together. So thank you.
Oh, Claudia, thank you. That's so beautifully said. Beautiful sharing. I know what you've been through, and you are a warrior.
Well, I guess
we
all
it.
Are.
I feel, yeah, we all, we have to be, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. we're all on our surfboards hanging 10 on this enormous wave, and it's scary. It's hard and it's scary. And I've watched you come through your passage with so much love and heart and joy, and it's just beautiful to hear you speak about it. So thank you for sharing. And I know, you know, that's another thing that you said that's so important for all of us is the power of community. Having each other, you know, we can't get through these times without each other. We need to reach out for help to, you know, somebody who speaks the same language, somebody who is on the spiritual path with us. Leslie used to call it keeping the company of the holy. And, you know, we need the support of the company of the holy right now. So if you're on this call, I was just going to say, if you're listening and you're having a tough time, I really encourage you to reach out to a friend or your Core Light teacher if you're taking one of the courses. Ask for help.
Yeah.
Sorry,
and
Claudia, go ahead.
I'm just remembering how, you know, we all in Core Light, we talk about this field that we create as a group and holding space for one another, and how potent it is. Even if we are not many times connected, but because we are there for so long. So I just want to say to you too, Barbara, because I know Core Light is going through such a deep transition, and you and the teachers and Brad and all of you, you know, all of us. But I really want to extend my deep gratitude for you, Barbara, a steady, like sail, that it's right there, right there, right there. And it's beautiful, very beautiful. So thank you so much and the teachers and everybody that it's holding space for all of us in that level. I really appreciate and deep gratitude.
Thank you so much, Claudia. We can all feel your incredibly unconditionally loving heart, and you are just, you know, the epitome of what Core Light and the Core Light teachings stand for. And so, you know, we are all, each of us going through our own individual dark night of the soul, as well as the collective dark night of the soul. And so it's sometimes extremely challenging to remember that we're not alone. And so many blessings to you, dearest Leslie, for guiding us so exquisitely in these last many years. I know that there are so many of us who really turn to the teachings and turn to you, Leslie, and your transmissions to help get us through. And, you know, I think part of the journey is that we forget and we feel so isolated and alone. And then at some particular moment, we touch back into and remember the love that we have in this collective group that radiates out and really holds us so that we can fully expand into the contraction, as Brad so beautifully put it. So thank you, Claudia, and so, so grateful that you're on the call and that you're truly a spiritual warrior. And I bow to you, Claudia, and to each and every one of you on this most profound and intense journey, probably of our history that we face in this now moment. So thank
you. And I bow to you, my dear Barbara, to be a sail in this storm that you're so much present all the time in your generous heart, that it's always there. You know, not just for me, but for anybody that needs, like your presence, your marked presence in this transition is very beautiful to hold core light. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, my love. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you.
I echo what Claudia said, Barbara.
Thank you, Brad.
God bless
you.
You.
I'm deeply, deeply touched. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Claudia. Are you feeling complete, Claudia?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, Brad.
Barbara. Thank you, Claudia. Thank you so much. I love you. E ti amo, querida.
Eu também te amo, querida.
So, Barbara, before we call on the next hand, I forgot to say one thing. There was one very important piece of the story. My personal example that I gave that I forgot to share, and that is that I'm actually scheduled to teach a retreat in Greece, to lead a retreat in Greece starting Thursday, going Thursday through Sunday this week.
Ah.
And that's part of the reason I was crying that night that I had to leave, because I thought, well, how am I going to teach the retreat? How will I lead this retreat? And we put out a message to the retreatants. There are about a half a dozen people, and we put a message out saying, well, we'll give you a full refund, or if you want to come and have the retreat anyway, I'll beam in by Skype or Zoom or something, and we can do the retreat. And my friend and colleague Vasiliki will lead the physical part of the retreat, which is dance and movement and integration of the energies. We're doing a square on masculine and feminine at the retreat. And everybody said, oh, there's no way we're not coming. We're definitely going to be there. This is too important. So we get to have this retreat anyway, even though I'm not in Greece. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, truly.
It's just a miracle. So anyway, part
beautiful,
of the
Brad.
Of these situations that seem that when it seems like all is lost, you know. It's not that way at all.
Yes, exactly. And everybody feeling into that energetically, I know. I can feel into the group and feel how divinely we are all being held in this now moment. So, Brad, we have a few comments here. So I just am wanting to share a little bit, if that would be okay.
Yeah, please. I'd love to.
Okay. So from Linda, She is saying, she says, I've used the silent scream and all that Brad mentioned. In the last month, I've had a huge heart opening with a group of people I came to love deeply, and they welcomed me with open arms. Yesterday, with no warning, I was ejected from the group. No known reason. My heart was shattered. I have done the expanding into the contracting and asked that a new greater heart be born so that the acute pain is dramatically lessened. Grief is indeed a path to healing. The obvious opposites are inclusion and exclusion and all that those bring up. And I spent all day working that one. I am still working with it, obviously, and grateful for the tools, including remembering to forgive myself when I do, quote, believe it's true. So perfect a subject to bring up, Brad. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Well, God bless you. I'm sorry to hear about that issue. It's heartbreaking, but sounds like you're, like all of us, at a new level of our awakening.
Yes, and she says, shifting into gratitude, yes. And there you go, Linda.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And then Kathy Stanley says, the astrologer, I think it's Kepacha, I hope I'm saying that right, Kathy, mentioned Leslie's quote of expand into the contraction last week in his Pele report, noting the intense astrology of this week and today particularly. You can find it on YouTube or Facebook. And I'll spell the name of the astrologer for those of you who are interested. It's K, as in kitchen, A-Y, P as in Peter, A, C as in Charlie, H as in happy, A as in apple, Kepacha.
Actually, I'm laughing here. I have to say something.
Yeah.
Kathy, that's why I watched that, and that was why I decided to talk about expanding into the contraction. I know Kepacha.
He
used to attend the Darshans long ago. He was a student long ago. And a dear friend of mine, I mean, I hadn't heard from him, I lost track of him, but then a dear friend of mine sent me a link to this video that said, watch this astrology report at this, you know, like, I think it's at 12 and a half minutes or something. Check it out, or 13 minutes. And so I did, and he's talking about Leslie and talking about expanding into the contraction. And I thought, well, that's it. We'll talk about that this Sunday. So God bless Kepacha. And I just, you know, everything comes full circle. It's very sweet.
Beautiful.
I recommend
there's
it.
There's the synchronicities that continue to happen over and over again.
Yeah.
Beautiful reminder.
It's a powerful report. So I recommend his astrology report.
Oh, good. Good. I look forward to looking at it. Okay, and then we have Julia Weaver on the web, and she says, "Bless your heart, Brad, Leslie, and all on the call. I have exactly been describing my current experience as a tight squeeze between death and rebirth, as all life structures, identities have been dissolving, unlike any other time, and it feels like a spiral from my journey with both of you and this body 24 years ago, which of course is timeless now. So happy to be reconnecting. Before the call, I wrote this quote to a friend as a prayer. Quote, the closer you get to the gates, the louder the dogs bark. End quote. Hope to speak with you directly in the near future. Deep love and gratitude as I expand into the contractions. Infinite love, Julia.
Oh, how beautiful. Julia, how nice to hear your cyber voice. I love you and miss you. And it's been 24 years, so God bless you. And
yeah.
I'm so happy that you've joined us. Fond memories of our time together.
Yeah.
Julia was
and
one of our original, Julia was one of our original hosts and organizers in California. She was one of the first people to invite Leslie to come and be there. Very sweet.
Yes.
Long, long ago.
Yes. And no time. No time has passed.
Hey, yep. That's right.
And we have one more comment on the Q&A before we get to the raised hands, and that's from Beth. And Beth says, this is a time where I've been over many months having the opportunity to explore some of the most, quote, kernel-like aspects of the more resistant structures of the ego. It's been truly fascinating to parallel the physical issues I'm dealing with to the psycho-spiritual components. Awarenesses come segment by segment. I'm currently using a book resource titled The Inner World of Trauma, Archetypal Defenses of the Personal Spirit. I'll say that again. It's a long title. The Inner World of Trauma, Archetypal Defenses of the Personal Spirit by Donald Kalshed, and that's Kalshed, to help navigate, and wanted to share for others needing needing more, another helpful map. With love, Beth.
Oh, thank you, Beth. How beautiful. I'm sorry to hear you're going through physical stuff. And that was one, I was going to talk about physical stuff. It was one of the examples I had, but we kind of ran out of time on my sharing. But I'm glad you brought it up. It's such an important thing. There are lots of people that I know going through physical stuff where, you know, we're on this trajectory of healing and we feel like we're doing so well. And I include myself in this. I've been recovering from a neck shoulder injury, and I've been improving and improving and improving. And then suddenly, last week, there was a setback. I won't go into the details, but I was bruised by some acupuncture needles, and it set my shoulder back tremendously. It's still sore. But what I realized is that these apparent setbacks, the difficulties that we're having around physical health right now, are actually they're making the injury, the injured place, they're making it ultimately even stronger than it would have been with the normal trajectory. It's hard to describe, but it's like essentially what seems like a setback at this month, essentially, or this time, is actually an empowerment. So what I have found is not making it real, not buying into what feels like a setback and the thoughts that go with it, like, oh, this is always going to be this way. Oh, what did I do wrong? This is my fault. I'm not doing it right. You know, thinking that it's somehow going to last forever, when the truth, that is not true. That is not the truth. What's happening is all of these things are ultimately the empowerments that we need to make it even stronger, to make the body even healthier. So it's as though we need to expand into that contraction as well. So it sounds like that's what you're doing, Beth.
Yes, and the body is the densest of all the bodies. And Leslie said many years ago that the physical body would be the last body to wake up into. And I was really feeling that, Brad, as you were sharing about the acupuncture, you know, setting your healing back. What I was actually feeling was no. It was actually tapping into the deeper core wounding so that you could expand even further into clearing that trauma.
Yes. That's it.
So,
thank you.
Yes, I can really, really feel that. So there's just a couple more comments here on the web, very brief. Libby just wanted to say, I'm sitting here smiling with relief. Thank you so much, Brad, for sharing, expanding into the contraction and the clear example. I can never hear this enough. Such a relief from the feeling of isolation and such a comfort. Thank you. So that's from
Libby. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Libby is going to be on the retreat on the island of Aegina in Greece. She's one of the ones that's going and said, no, let's continue.
Beautiful. And then we have a question. I'm not sure you're going to want to get into this right now, but I didn't want to leave it out. It's from Rebecca Flood, and she says, are we indeed in 5D now, or is it that some of us are on that timeline while others around us are still in 3D, 4D? Please explain.
Yeah, that's a bigger question. I feel like it's not as linear as we think it is. I feel like it's not a simple progression. You go to this dot, and then this dot, and then this dot, and then you're in the fifth dimension. I feel like it's much more holistic, and so perhaps there are times when we're in the fifth dimension and times when we drop out of it. There's not a clear timeline that says, yes, the Earth is in the fifth dimension now, but it will be in a month, you know. I feel like this is a much more fluid and organic process. So, yes, I feel it's entirely possible that you're in the fifth dimension at times and the people around you are in the third, and then maybe you move out of it for whatever reason and then back into it. And it's the same with the Earth. I feel like, you know, we're all on this journey. So so it depends where any of us are at any given time as to where the collective is. But certainly, I mean, this is for sure, is that this is the trajectory that we are on, that Mother Earth is on. We're moving into the fifth dimension. Leslie talked about it quite a bit. And I don't think we can go into it much more than that, except to say I know some people talk about there are levels of existence where the Earth is already on the fifth dimension and we're already living there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe different timelines, maybe different different realms of existence, whatever you want to call it. But I think, you know, I don't think we can really know for sure exactly what's going on, but that's my understanding of it.
Yes,
okay.
And I would agree with you, Brad, and it's really about our staying very present and in the witness. It feels to me like, especially for those of us who are on this awakened journey, the image that I'm being shown is that we're weaving bridges of light between the dimensions in order to assist everyone to be able to move beyond the 3D consciousness. So sometimes we feel like we're dropping back into 3D, and it may be to offer a connection and be a way shower for those who may be feeling fully stuck in 3D. So yes, it's not a linear timeline for sure.
Thank you, Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next hand raised is Pat Lemke. Pat, you have the mic.
Oh, thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
So good to hear your voice. I'm sorry I was late. I have a little technology issues going on. I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm blessed to be able to work with the Core Light prayer people, and lots of people's voices I hear that I've never seen, but it's just such a joy to be involved with, knowing that that support is available for all of us, and to be a part of that circle is a joy. And I also wanted to say that, you know, most of my companions in this trip are talking about speeding by of time and high and lows of experiences, which I think, Brad, you were alluding to in your story. And so I just kind of wanted to check in and say that my granddaughter, who has had leukemia 4 times, has just been cleared any sign of it in her blood or in her body. And I'm just here to say that, you know, holding the consciousness of prayer and the knowing what the truth is and stopping the stuff that you know is not the truth of yourself or and others is very, very, very significant. And thank you to Leslie for all the lessons that she's brought to us along these lines and many others. So just wanted to express my love and my thank you and say it works.
Thank you, Pat. And that reminds me, if you're not aware that there is a Core Light prayer circle, if you need prayers or you have a friend or family member that needs who needs prayers, please write to us and we'll put that person in the prayer circle. And it is extremely powerful. I've got friends who are very sensitive who've been put on the prayer circle, and they've told me exactly what it looks like and feels like to be held by the prayer circle. It's like a web of light that surrounds you and holds you in a powerful way. So that's an invitation that is ongoing.
Yes, and also, Brad, if there are people who would like to be on the prayer circle and hold love and light for those who are going through challenging times, that is a possibility too, if you would like to be included in. So please let us know.
Let us know. Thank you, Barbara.
It is a very powerful, powerful group, and deep gratitude to each and every one of you who holds the healing light in that way. So wonderful, Pat, about, I'm sorry, was it your niece?
Oh, my granddaughter.
Your granddaughter, that's who it was. Yes, and, you know, just so comforting for those of us who are so challenged and feeling so hopeless, and really hearing that from your granddaughter. I just am so encouraged by your sharing and by, you know, all the support that your granddaughter, I'm sure, has received in helping her through this journey. So how wonderful, Pat.
Yes, thank you. She is such a light in this world, and she doesn't even realize that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she is just a gratitude herself. So
beautiful.
Wow.
Wonderful.
So you must be ecstatic, Pat.
I am. We are.
Yeah. Yeah. Over the moon.
Thank you for sharing.
Over the moon is the words just right.
Yay, Pat. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. It's my joy.
ours too. Make our hearts so happy to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm not sure time-wise. We have one hand left here, and that's Paula. We have a few minutes, Paula, please. You have the mic.
Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can, Paula. Hi.
There's a lot of background noise, Paula,
yeah,
but we can
got
hear
a lot
you.
Of
well, I've moved through several environments during the call, but just very briefly, I have a little bit of a more like regular lifestyle, but lifespan changes where my, well, you know, I was, when I retired, we moved to start taking care of our grandchildren, which I've done since I retired. And now they're both pretty independent and in school. So suddenly it's a new point in time, and it feels sometimes like a bit of a loss because it was fun. But I realized that I am now just being asked to look at how I use my time on a minute-to-minute level in relationship to priorities and goals and what I hold valuable. So it's actually, my birthday was last week, and my son-in-law said, what's your plan for the year? And didn't have an answer, but now I think, like, wow, there's like 1,000 things to look at. And I mean, physical things and, you know, behavioral things. So I just want to put that out there as it's another, just life itself is, you know, some contraction and some expanding and definitely a challenge. So I thank you. That feels complete.
Well, thank you, Paula.
Yes, and yeah. Change is the one thing we can count on, huh, Brad?
Yeah, exactly. Well said.
And congratulations, really, Paula, because what I'm really feeling is an opportunity for you to spread your wings and fly in a way that you have not been able to. And I'm sure it's been a joy taking care of your grandchildren. And it's time to move on. And so, yes.
Well, and what's also beautiful is to hear that you're inspired by the thousand things that
yes.
You know, in your retirement. It's beautiful. And I know so many people that I talk to, you know, who feel the same way you do. And what they've said to me, I've heard various, you know, different variations on this theme, but it's essentially like, well, I'm not going to make any plans. I'm just going to live in the guidance and be in the moment. And I feel like that's so much of what we're talking about. It's surrender, right? It's being in the present moment and surrendering, and that's when the magic happens. So I feel like that's part of this this theme of expanding into the contraction. It has to do with surrender very much, letting go and just being in the moment.
Yes, beautifully said, Brad. Okay, so I'm just going to check the Q&A real quick, but I think we're good.
All right. Okay, that gives us enough time to, I want to read a little poem to end with and also have one last meditation, and we'll say a prayer and wrap it up.
And before you do that, unless, Brad, there is one last comment,
yeah.
If I could, it's brief.
Yeah.
On the web, and that's from Dennis. And Dennis says, I want to thank you for one of your videos that I had the honor to listen to where Leslie had mentioned about your birthday, where your crown chakra opens with all this beautiful light knowledge, and your second half of your birthday, where a lot of extra noise is created and wondering what happened. I think he's talking about, you know, the 6 month period after your birthday where there's a lot more shadow. Very much appreciated for the beautiful insight for this information. Blessings in Lakesh. Thank you, Dennis. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Dennis. No, that's beautiful. Yeah, the thing that he's talking about is that it's on YouTube. You can watch on the Core Light channel. It's called The Ebb and Flow of Light and Dark. And Leslie gives a little teaching about the importance of your half birthday and how on your birthday, the sun is over your head. It's your moment of power where you're fully supported by the sun. It's a power moment. Great for manifesting, for setting intentions, for achieving goals and all that kind of thing. And the half birthday is exactly 6 months opposite your birthday. So today's September 16th, so March 16th would be the half birthday for somebody born today. And on that day, the sun is farthest away from you, opposite you, in fact. So that's a moment where you can find, it's a power moment as well, and you can use that moment to process shadow, you know, go within. You can use that energy, that scorpionic energy, to dive deep and, you know, do healings in that way for yourself. So thank you, Dennis. Well,
great
Barbara,
reminder.
Before we wrap it up, is there anything that you would you like to share anything before we end?
You know, it feels so full, Brad. I think we just feel so
okay.
Full. The container is so full. And so just a reminder to be present to this now moment that we're all sharing together in so much love and light. And deep, deep gratitude to each and every one of you beautiful, shining souls. And just keep shining. Love you all.
Thank you, Barbara. Yeah, I feel the same way. It feels very full. It's been a rich call, and I'm so grateful to all of you for showing up, for being present, sharing your love. I can feel all of our heart connections on these calls. It's so beautiful. and especially to our beloved Leslie. We're so deeply grateful to you, my dear, for the 30 years of teachings that you've offered and the love and support you've given so many people. We're so deeply grateful to you. Okay, here's a poem that I thought was appropriate for completing our call today. It's by Rumi. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of all its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door, laughing, and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Okay, so let's complete now with our a brief guided meditation. This will be brief because I know we're supposed to end right about now. So I invite you to get comfortable. If you're multitasking, again, just stop what you're doing for a few moments while we drop in and be present. So close your eyes and take some long, deep breaths. Breathe in this beautiful light that is surrounding us. And breathe out any shadow, any tension. Breathe in the love. And breathe out any limiting thoughts or patterns, any old belief systems that you want to let go of. Just relax deeply. And let's all align in the core. Feel your Shushumna, the core of your awareness, corresponds to the spine. Just center yourself right there as you deeply relax, sort of like you're hanging from this pole. Just allow yourself to let go and allow the Shushumna to support you. Go yin, surrender, and receive. Receive the beautiful luminous Shakti that Leslie's sending us from South Africa, from the Nilotic Meridian. Breathe it in and breathe out any contractions in the body. Breathe in expansion and breathe out contraction. Let's all visualize ourselves holding hands in a circle right now. It's a big group of people from around the world. And even though we're separated by oceans and continents or states, there is no time and space in the higher dimensions. And that's where we are right now. So you can literally hold everybody's hand in a circle. So feel that. And send your heart energy through the circle, down your right arm, up into the arm of the person to your right, and receive the love energy coming from the person on your left, holding your hand on the left. So the love energy is flowing around our circle from left to right, set counterclockwise. Feel the love. Feel the light, take it in, and share it with the others. So while we feel this bubble of love and light that we're surrounded by, envision a circle, or at least a sphere, of beautiful golden white light surrounding us. It's like a cocoon that's wrapping us in love and light, supporting us, nurturing us. And now in the center of our circle, let's visualize the Earth. The whole planet fits right in the middle of our circle. Isn't that amazing? We're so big that we surround the Earth. And let's focus our love on our Mother Earth. Beam your love to the Earth, especially to all the people and the plants and the animals who are affected by these extreme weather events. And anybody who suffers for any reason, the refugees, people who are poor, people who are hungry, people who are sick, people who are in war, people who are homeless, people who are grieving from loss, all the animals and plants who've gone to the next dimension or who have been displaced by fires or floods, earthquakes and volcanoes. We send our love and we send our blessings. And we wrap you all in love and light. May you find peace and comfort and healing. I know many people on this call and others in Core Light who are in process, people who are struggling with situations, old belief systems, physical body issues, letting go of traumas. Whatever it is, we send you our love. We all send our love to you and your loved ones. So we offer our deep gratitude to the Great Spirit, Divine Mother, Father God, the Self that we all are. Deep, deep gratitude for this opportunity to ascend to a new level of consciousness. We ask for divine support in expanding into the contractions and to becoming the love that we truly are, becoming the pure awareness, knowing ourselves as that. We're deeply, deeply grateful for this gift of this body, this beautiful body we wear. For a few short years, the lessons and the experiences. So grateful for this beautiful, beautiful time on this beautiful planet. Bless the Earth, who is our mother, who we are not separate from, but connected deeply to in every way. We are one. So feel her, feel the Earth in our circle, and I invite you to merge yourself with the Earth, with this bubble of love that we've created. Just let it all become one. feel yourself as one heart and one mind with everyone on this call, one with the earth, one with the all that is. And feel deep, deep gratitude for this gift of human incarnation and for the love. Thank you. Amen. Aho. So I send you my love and farewell for now, and looking forward to seeing you on the next call. And I'm going to stay in meditation for a little bit longer, as I know Leslie likes to as well. So if you want to stay in meditation and continue to receive the Shakti and the love, we'll continue to be with you on the inner planes. All my love, everyone. Bye-bye for now.